sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A young adult brown bear is ambling across the alpine of Admiralty Island, easy to spot in contrast to the green open slopes at the headwaters of Greens Creek. It's September 1981, and biologists are watching from a helicopter. They're studying brown bears here, and they dart the bear with an immobilizing drug and equip it with a tracking collar. They collar and process the 275-pound male and estimate his age to be 3 years old. His ear tag designates him as male number 50. 2 summers later, in June 1983, bear number 50 is recaptured by biologists in the same area. Now he weighs 325 pounds, and he's with a large female. He gets a new collar and transmitter with fresh batteries, and over the years, he's tracked, helping biologists to learn how Admiralty bears use their habitat throughout the year. Flash forward to 2015. A bear hunting guide brings a skull and hide into the Douglas Fish and Game Office for inspection. Marks on the hide show this bear was once collared and tagged. Some research into Admiralty bear records narrows it down. This is bear number 50. He was 37 years old, a remarkable age for a brown bear, especially a male bear, on Admiralty Island. Brown bears, also called grizzly bears, are generally considered to live into their mid-20s. Females tend to live a little longer than males. The oldest documented brown bear in Alaska was a 38-year-old male and a 39-year-old female. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford. Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.